This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lots of people and companies are trying to make it big in Silicon Valley. Tech companies, startups, entrepreneurs, and venture capitalists. We talk about them quite a bit on this program, actually. But there is one person in Silicon Valley we are watching more closely than any other. It's a guy by the name of Richard Hendricks.
Thanks to everybody for foregoing your salary this week. Remember, if we win, bonuses all around, so... go team. When we win.
Huh. That is rousing, Richard.
Yeah, all right, so he's not real. Richard Hendricks is the lead character in HBO's hit series Silicon Valley, which is right near the tail end of its second season. It's the story of a group of programmers that seem to be just on the brink of making the big deal. Thomas Middleditch plays Richard Hendricks. Thanks for coming to the studio.
Good to be here.
This is, I think you could fairly say, a breakout role for you, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what's that like to be in the middle of this thing where everybody's like, wow, whoa, hey, who's this guy? What's the show?
It's great. I mean, it's all very positive. People seem to be fans of the show,
yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
There is that sort of feeling, I think, when someone comes into a bigger role, it sort of feels like to other people, like they just came out of nowhere. Like I
felt
like,
you're that overnight success that took 20 years to get there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I just decided to start acting the day before I got cast. But no, I've been at it for a while.
How did it come to pass then that you got this job?
As is a lot of things, it's all very roundabout. Yeah. I was working...
Serendipity, right? Right place at the right time?
Yeah. I came to Los Angeles to work on an animated show that I had created and was working with on MTV, like trying to make the pilot and stuff. But the showrunners for that were John Altshuler and Dave Krinsky, and they're the creators of Silicon Valley.
Aha.
So at one point in this making this cartoon, they were like, oh, we're working on this show with HBO. We think you'd be great for the lead. We're going to write you with in mind for it.
Wow, that's
but you hear
cool.
That, but you hear that, you're like, yeah. Right. Okay, I'll believe it when I see it. And then lo and behold, they were speaking truth.
How did you, I don't know, this is like acting method and all that stuff, but how do you prepare for this role? Did you go up to Silicon Valley and drive up and down the 101 for a while? Did you go hang in Cupertino and Palo Alto and all that?
Oh, I wish I could say I did that. I just sort of approached it. More on like what type of guy this is. There are some pretty identifying qualities. Like,
so let's lay out for people who aren't maybe familiar with the show. Richard is an unusual duck.
Yes. Well, you know, he's a very tunnel vision focused programmer, as a lot of those guys are. When they get in the zone and they start, you know, writing code, you know, they could write for hours and hours and hours, potentially days on end. You know, spending a lot of time in your own world in front of your computer, some things suffer. And for him, it's a bit of social skills. So he's a little bit of a nervous Nelly and a little bit of an awkward
strikes me
Arnold.
As awkward Arnold. I've never heard that before. Strikes me as the opposite of you.
Oh, yeah. I'm cool. I'm casual. I'm a real party animal.
As he sits here in his grandpa sweater and, you know, t-shirt. But whatever. Yeah. Anyway, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Do you have any of that entrepreneurial thing that the characters in this show do? Do you want to direct and start a production company and you know, do your own show?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely – the dream is also to create. As I said, I even got this role by creating an animated show in which I – drew the drawings, voiced all the voices,
oh, man.
And wrote the scripts. So that's definitely in the future, you know, trying to write movies and all that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, to put on the director pants, that might be a bit, but I'll have to get
How come?
More fancy.
I mean, I'm always fascinated when actors actually get behind the camera and start directing.
I'd love
to. Is that intimidating for you?
It is a bit now. But yeah, it's there's definitely times, especially when I'm writing, I'm like, I have this in a going a particular way in my mind. And I know when I give it to someone else, it's going to go another
way. They're going to mess it up, yeah.
Well, it'll just go a different way.
Or mess it up.
Yeah, or mess it up because I'm the only genius in town.
That's right. Is this a good time to be an actor in television? I mean, there's so much good stuff, arguably more good stuff going on TV than there is going on in the movies.
There's just so much opportunity and so much variety going on with a million different networks and even like internet networks.
Yeah, no, totally.
And they're all trying to do their own thing. They're all trying to make their own stamp. And a lot of these networks' mandates are we want to be original. We want to move away from, you know, sort of like network formula. Yeah, I would say it's a great time to be an actor in TV.
Is it true that there's no plan for season 3? I mean, you're going to do one, but the writers don't have one? Don't have a plan?
I wouldn't doubt that, yeah. I'm sure they know. I'm sure they've got ideas as to where the story wants to go big picture-wise.
Yeah.
But it's a little tricky, you know, like what are you going to do with Richard? If he gets his $5 billion, right, does that mean the show's over? Or maybe is that a new show? Or do you have to stall it for as long as you can? Or maybe he loses it, and then what's the show then? So because it's so, you know, dependent on this sort of like will-they-won't-they narrative,
right.
We'll see if either of those questions get answered.
We shall see. Thomas Middleditch. It's a show called Silicon Valley. Thomas, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.